talking to Peter Costas from CBS, the swing meister, if you will. And in our last couple minutes, Peter, let's talk about aging and what are the differences that you witness as a coach of the top performers in the world in golf and how they can compensate as they move into their 40s and even 50s. What are the differences? Is there an advantage in terms of experience, in terms of the mental faculty that allows an older player to override the physical shortcomings he begins to develop?
Well, you know, I've always maintained, Nick, that a 45-year-old can work out enough to get a 20-year-old body. You can keep yourself in pretty doggone good shape these days. But a 20-year-old can't get a 45-year-old mind. He can't acquire that experience just because he wants to. So I think one of the reasons you're seeing so many golfers in their mid-late 30s, early 40s having phenomenal success is because they have the experience. I mean, clearly, that's one of the reasons why Tiger is a much better golfer today than he was 10 years ago, is because he has so much more patience. He's much more at peace with himself. He's got the mental edge. He always had a little bit of a mental edge. I think his mental edge now is even more phenomenal. And when you combine it with the physique and the conditioning of his body, I look for him to dominate for years to come. So it's easier for the old guys to get a young body. It's not so easy for the young guys to get an old mind.